Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., I'm your host, and today we're going back to this really monumental collection that we recently acquired, put out by Harmonia Mundi. And what it is was 10 CDs with excerpts from many of their early music recordings and put into historical form and also in chronological form. Today our program will be devoted entirely to Gregorian chant, and this is volume number three from this series, and we'll be listening to a good many performers of this chant. We'll begin with a very, very short excerpt performed by Dominic Villard, who is a tenor, and it is an opening prayer, a gradual. A gradual was a prayer that is said at the beginning of the Catholic service, in which the priest gradually ascends to the altar and gives a prayer, an entrance prayer. And this one is Universi qui to expantat. And again, the tenor is Dominic Villard.
Universi qui te expectant, non confondentur, Domine.
A Gregorian gradual sung there by Dominic Villard. This is a program today of Gregorian chant, and the subtitle on this particular CD from this collection from Harmonia Mundi is called The Vast Corpus of Gregorian Chant. Well, from that vast corpus, we are now going to a complete mass, and it's in various segments, as is usual, the introit, a Kyrie, the gradual, a sequence, offertoria sanctus, the Agnus Dei, communion, a response, and finally a closing. This is a rather historic recording. It's performed by Alfred Della Consort. The director is Alfred Della himself. And it's referred to as the Mass, Requiem Mass, in Gregorian style. So again, the performers are members of the Della Consort, directed by Alfred Della.
Perpetua
Thank you.
Flamis acribus addictis. Memoriam facimus. Don't
the ending there in Paradisum to the Requiem Gregorian Chant Mass, performed there by the Della Consort under the direction of Alfred Della. Our program today here on Continuum is devoted to Gregorian chant and is volume 3 of this monumental 10-volume CD set devoted to early music, put out by Harmonia Mundi on a special label called the Century Label. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today here on Continuum, this weekly program of early music. Continuing with more Gregorian chant, but with different voices, this time the female voices of Anonymous Four. We'll be listening to excerpts from a mass from the year 1000. We'll hear an Agnus Dei, Omnipotens Aeterna, the communion trope, Corpus Quod Nunc Salite Domino, and following that, a hymn, Sivas Celestis Patriae. Again, the members of Anonymous Four performing these excerpts from a mass from the year 1000.
Thank you.
the four female voices of Anonymous Four, performing three selections there from a mass from the year 1000. We heard the Agnus Dei, the Omnipotens Aeterna, Communion Trope, and a hymn Civis Celestis Patriae. We're going to end with one selection, and this is from that monumental volume, the Magnus Liber Organi, from the 12th century. We hear something by Adam St. Victor in Natali, and this is performed by the Theatre of Voices under the direction of Paul Hillier. the Theatre of Voices, under the direction of Paul Hillier, performing there the In Natale from Adam de Saint Victor. This is from the Magnus Liber Organi from the 12th century, one of the most monumental volumes of music of this period, particularly in Gregorian chant. We do have some few minutes remaining, so we're going now to plain chant from Santiago de Compostela. And we return again to the Four Lovely Ladies of Anonymous Four. We hear an offertoria, Chendens, Jesus in Montem. Again, the members of Anonymous Four, plain chant from Santiago de Compostela. This is approximately from the year 1150. Again, the members of Anonymous Four performing there an offertory from the Calixtine Codex. This is from Santiago de Compostela, and that's approximately from the year 1150. This has been a program today of Gregorian chant and part of this monumental series put out by Harmonia Mundi on a separate label call the Century Label, and containing these 10 CDs devoted entirely to early music. We still haven't covered early Roman music, and that's of terrific interest, and I think you'll find quite rewarding to listen to, and we will be presenting that in the next few weeks. So I hope you've enjoyed this program that included the Deller Consort, Anonymous Four, and the Ensemble Organum, and the Theater of Voices under Paul Hillier. Until next week, they're here for Continuum. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. saying goodbye, and we'll see you next week.